T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.3 The Sky.
8:09 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coach Steve Spurrier in the house. Coach, good morning. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Good to be with you again, Bob.
It's great to see you. Mm-hmm. You ran the football league out of business. Your team was too good. You're the champ, and now we move on to other things.
Well, I don't know if we were too good, but we did have a 7-1 record.
Yeah.
And when the Alliance folded up, FanDuel is the online sporting, you could bet on the teams before the season out of Vegas. They declared us the champion. So we may have an asterisk by our name, but the Orlando Apollos were declared champs of the Alliance. So we'll take it, and now it's time to move on because we weren't financially funded the way we thought we were, and as everyone knows, the Alliance folded up.
Hey, you did your job. That's all you can do, and you did it very well, as usual.
Well, most all the players in the Alliance, all the teams, all the coaches, it was, I think, really good football.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, the players, they were all trying to make it to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We knew we're a minor league of pro football, and so when you can tell your guys, hey, you got a chance to go to the big leagues if you play well, and several have signed with NFL teams now, then the players generally have a very good attitude. Plus, when they know they can get cut any day of the week, then they have a better attitude.
Oh, I bet. Now, we're moving on to other things. You're going to open up a restaurant.
Yeah.
In town. This is exciting. When is the restaurant going to open?
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity for me. My daughter Amy's always said, Dad, you need to get involved with a restaurant so you can have somewhere to put your Heisman Trophy instead of the closet at our beach house. So we're going to have the Heisman there and a few other memorabilia
like
stuff.
Like 1,500 square feet worth of memorabilia. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I've been blessed and fortunate to have a bunch of things happen to me along the way. So a lot of it will be there. But we just think it's a wonderful opportunity there at Celebration Point. I'm basically going into partnership with them and some other people. Weeby Marketing will be involved also. And we think we got an excellent location right there on I-75 and Archer Road. Plenty of people going up and down the interstate, and we need to celebrate some Gator victories there, as well as hopefully having a real first-class restaurant. Good management, good food, and that's the key, as we all know.
Well, and that's one of the reasons you're on the air, is because you're looking to partner up with an operator that's going to be top-notch, and this is a process that'll take time, so my understanding is we're looking at June of 2020. So about, you know, a little less than a year from now, hopefully the doors will be open.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time, and the key thing we have to do is partner with the right restaurant operator. And we're going to certainly look for a guy that's got a proven track record, knows the business inside and out, because we plan on being there a long, long time.
You're going to be at Celebration Point, which everybody that I've talked to, and I have been there myself, my family, everybody loves it. They love the concept. They love where it's headed. They want it to be bigger and better with more things to do. So you're going to take an existing building and, of course, make it your own, but right across from the movie theater.
Yeah, it's there. We got plenty of space. I think over 8,000 square footage available for the restaurant. And we'll have a little memorabilia area there, a bunch of my trophies and plaques or whatever. And I'm really fired up to be associated with the group that we eventually pick to be our partner in the restaurant.
Now, some people are already coming up with good ideas that could be on the menu. Chicken and waffle was one that apparently has been spoken about. So I missed out on that because I pride myself and come up with some good ideas. But what kind of restaurant, what's the menu going to be like, Coach?
Well, the operator that we end up choosing will have a big say in that, obviously, whatever their specialty is. But we're thinking about a casual American dining experience. Personally, we think we need to have some real good steaks, but also seafood, maybe Italian, Mexican, what have you. So it'll be a lot of choices.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a large menu, and the things that you do. I know you don't do anything halfway, so if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. Mm-hmm. So picking this operator, I mean, what made you decide to do this publicly you know, to go out almost like a draft pick in a way to pick an operator.
Well, it wasn't exactly my idea, but we didn't have a particular franchise or operator on hand that we were ready to go to. So why not open it up, let some people come to us, and let's pick the best one available.
Now, you mentioned your daughter Amy saying, hey, you should go in the restaurant business, Dad. It would be great. But it's, as you know, it is a lot of work. What made you decide to go into the restaurant
business? Well, I'm not going to be the worker. I'm going to be sort of the hang-around guy and come in often and this, that, and the other. So I don't profess to know the restaurant business, Bob, and I'm not going to jump in there and try to run it. I found out I was a lot better football coach when I was in charge of the team and nobody interfered. And that's what you have to do. The head guy has to have freedom to make his choices and how to run the business. And that's why it's so important we pick the right operator of the restaurant.
So you can go to SpuriersRestaurant.com. That's SpuriersRestaurant.com. And that's where folks would actually make the application. But just to be clear, you're not necessarily looking for an individual. In fact, you're really looking for an operator, somebody who's already set up. They understand some of the marketing issues and running a large-scale restaurant.
That's right. We're looking for a guy that we can call the boss that run the restaurant.
So it very well could be a name that we're already familiar with in the restaurant business. More than likely, it probably will be, right?
It could be. And
then you'll be branded name, on top of
my
that.
My name and that name will be on the restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And so far, from what Freddie Wiebe, who's handling some of your marketing, and he's a pretty good guy, number one franchisee in Domino's Pizza history. I mean, in the world. That's saying something right there.
Yeah, Freddie's very active in our group and Celebration Point group also. We think our management staff is outstanding, and we're looking forward to going forward with this.
Well, what they're doing there, I agree with you, and I think there's a great location. It's right there. It looks like it's got plenty of room. What'd you say, over 8,000 square feet? All your memorabilia is going to be there?
Well, a lot of it.
Not all of it.
It's still spread out a bit. But, we really believe that Celebration Point is a wonderful location for this restaurant.
Well, folks, if you know somebody that's, you know, in the business, been in the business for a long time, hooked up with one of these large operators, get in touch with them and let them know. SpuriersRestaurant.com. That's where you want to go for more information on that. Me, I just can't wait to start to sample the fare, Coach.
Well, that's about a year from now, but in the meantime, yeah, obviously we've got a lot of work.
I live in the neighborhood. I'll check in regularly.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, some of the sports writers have already called. Pat Dooley and Robbie Andrew, Mike Bianchi down in Orlando. So we might can give those guys a free beer occasionally.
Yeah, yeah, they're decent guys, no doubt. Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
We wish you great success in the new Spurrier's Restaurant. It's coming soon, folks. It'll be here before you know it. 8:17, News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.